The new movie Steel Magnolias was adapted from a play of the same name, set in a fictional town in Louisiana. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews the transformation.
I haven't spent much time in the Deep South, but then I've got the movies to tell me what it's like. It's tacky, for one thing. People down there have hilariously bad taste in everything. The women sit around in curlers talking about recipes and men. The men do a lot of shooting and cussing and complaining about the womenfolk. Everybody gossips like crazy, and everybody speaks in these earthy, incredibly convoluted barnyard metaphors. Values down there seem petty and shallow until someone's in trouble. That's when everybody pulls together because they're such good folks at heart. And in the end, you know, you just feel like crying. The latest installment in Hollywood's Song of the South is Steel Magnolias, which began life as a hit off-Broadway play cleverly set in a beauty parlor. The film's director, Herbert Ross, has opened the thing up, whereupon all the beauty and most of the cleverness leaked out. Part of the problem is that writer Robert Harling's lines are theater lines, not movie lines. Amid the contrivances of the stage, they may sound reasonably convincing, but with the detritus of real life placed all around them, they sound made up and strained, especially since the all-star cast is sometimes more starry than skilled. Just listen to Dolly Parton as the beauty salon owner, tutoring her new employee, played by Daryl Hannah.
I am so excited. I can't believe it's happening. I'm a beautician.
Glamour technician.
Glamour technician.
And I'll have you know you are working in the most successful shop in this town. Because I have a strict philosophy that I have stuck to for 15 years. There is no such thing as natural beauty.
There is no such thing as natural beauty.
You remember that, or we're all out of a job.
Steel Magnolias weaves its tidy string of Deep South cliches around the rituals of everyday life. First, there's the wedding of a belle played by Julia Roberts. Then there's the announcement of her pregnancy, which upsets her mother, played by Sally Field, because the girl's a diabetic who may not survive childbearing. And then, well, I almost don't have to tell you more except to say that Steel Magnolias turns out to be a terms of endearment with brain damage. And the last half hour or so is one strenuous, all-out tearjerk. It's the kind of tearjerk, by the way, that makes you feel as though you were weeping because someone had just knocked your teeth out. Ross's direction is so inelegant that the stars seem to be stepping to stage center one by one and belting their punchlines out at you. After a while, you feel like dodging, and the movie loses whatever hope it may have had of a rolling comic rhythm. Along with Parton and Hannah, Olympia Dukakis also seems woefully out of place. Although Shirley MacLaine disports herself with her usual professional gloss as the neighborhood curmudgeon. And as for Sally Field, all right, we like her, we like her. Now, if only just once we could see a movie about the South in which the characters aspire to something more intriguing than symmetrical hairdos and flashy cars and great seats at the football game.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.